What's up, y'all? This your girl, Anna.
It's your girl, Liz.
And this is our show called Undateable Chicks. On today's show, we are basically going to talk about things that might have deemed us undateable in our own eyes. Not by men, but just how we see ourselves. But before we do that, we're going to do a small introduction. So my name is Anna. I am a single mother of two. Divorced single mother of two. I am a graduate of the Unsinkable Albany State University, as well as our rival Fort Valley State University. I got my master's there. And basically, I deem myself undateable because I've just gone on several dates and they never go anywhere. Go ahead, Liz.
All right. So what's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Liz. I'm representing 229. So where you at?
Hey.
I am also a graduate of Albany State University. And right now we are just in the city of Atlanta and I'm working. We just trying to get it now and we working moms. So we just want to welcome everyone to the show and we can't wait to get started. And one reason why I believe, and so it's hard for me as a female to date, more so than anything, is men and being able to be respected as a female. And when you are more curvier and you have more to offer, it can be a little bit intimidating to the opposite sex. So it can rub them off the wrong way. So right now, we're just trying to see how this thing goes. And I can't wait for you guys to listen in and enjoy the show.
All right, so first things first, what we're going to be talking about today is going to be bad dates. Now, mm-hmm. I know all of us have had some bad dates, guys too, because I know you guys are listening in. We've all had bad dates, and what I mean bad dates, it can be something as simple as the person catfished you, happened to me, or, you know, maybe you guys just didn't vibe like you thought you was going to vibe. That happens as well. So the first thing we're going to talk about is Tinder! Woo! All right, so we're going to talk about, it's called Tinder Stories. We're going to talk about the good and bad. Mm. So I want to let Liz go first and talk about her bad Tinder date.
Okay, all right, you guys. So Tinder, you know, I told you I got on because of you.
My bad.
Anna had me get on this dating website, y'all. And when I tell you, I blame her for it all of it, but it wasn't all bad. But this one particular day I did go on with this guy and he seemed really cool. You know, we was, you know, exchanging numbers and having a really good conversation on Tinder. So we decided to link up one day. So he hit me up. He was like, hey, I want to see you and let's, you know, meet at this restaurant. So we met. Now, ladies, I did step outside of my box. And when I mean by box, I mean I stepped outside of my race. So this was something different. Not saying I have never dated white men before, but I have dated outside my race as well. But this was a little different because I met this person online. So, you know, it's different when you meet someone online versus in person. So we met at the restaurant and we were just talking casual, just talking about what we want to do and some of our career goals and, you know, what we plan for our future. If we want to have kids, I told him that I do have a child, which I do. And if that was something that he was comfortable with, and he said that he didn't have a problem with children. So we decided to go to Walmart. Okay. So we go to Walmart, right, Anna? And he says, you know, we should go and, you know, I got to go get some groceries. You should come inside with me. And I'm like, okay, like, this is weird because right. Why you want me to go to Walmart with you?
Right.
We just left the restaurant to eat. Like, okay, it's about time to go home now. So we get to Walmart and he want to hold my hand.
Oh, he's trying to show you off.
Girl.
I know these black men jealous.
Right. Automatically.
Got me a thick ass black girl.
That's what I was
like
thinking.
One.
I was like, okay, so he really trying to show out. But, you know, I'm going to stroke his ego a bit. I'm going to, you know, make him feel good. So that's what I did. I hold his hand. We walk in and, you know, he gets on the aisle and we get everything that he needs. And so we leave Walmart, and then as we leaving out of Walmart, he's like, well, you should come inside and you know, come sit in the car with me for a bit. I'm like, okay, we can, you know, sit in the car and chit chat some.
That's cool. That's
yeah, you know, nothing wrong with that. Get a little quality time. So we talking, and then he lean over and he kissed me. So I'm like, okay, that's fine, but it was a little too rush.
Do we have lips? Do he have some lips? That's all I want to know.
Okay, so no. He did not. But his kiss wasn't bad. It wasn't that bad. Which I was surprised because, you know, people with them small lips, they cannot kiss at all. Mm-hmm. And then he white on top of that. That's just like number one.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. But it was cool. It was cool. So, you know, he was like, well, maybe we can do this all the time. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we can do this. We can, you know. So I enjoyed his company, but I really wasn't too fond of us like really going out again on a second date. Mm-hmm. I was just trying it because it's Tinder, so I'm just trying to meet new people. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything like, you know, wrong with them. I just wasn't feeling him. So later on that week, you know, he called me. He was like, hey, what are you doing? And I told him I was busy. I was out with some friends and I couldn't really talk. So he was like, well, where are you? I can come meet you.
Oh,
right.
Red flag number one.
Number one, why are you questioning me where I am? And number two, you're not going to meet me anywhere because I'm out. So I just saw you a few days ago. I'll let you know when we can link up. Like, you're not going to do that. So get this now, Anna. He get so furious with me. He sent me a text message because he goes onto my social media to check to see if I'm in a relationship.
Right.
So he noticed that my relationship status still says that I am in a relationship, but I'm not.
Right.
So he sent me a text. He says, I just checked your social media and it says that you're in a relationship. Is this accurate? And I'm like, hold up, dude. Like, you're really stalking me? Like, what is going on? Girl, so I didn't reply. So he kept blowing me up, text me. All type of crazy, like, harsh things and saying, oh, I'm a slut and everything just because I didn't reply back to his texting. But this is the kicker, though. This is when you know when someone get mad. He even called me outside my name, girl. He said, you a whole ass nigga.
A white boy said
that. A white boy.
All right. See, he need his ass whooped for that.
Girl, I was like,
these
what?
White folks get crazy.
Girl, I was like, no, I'm not. Mm-mm. So I blocked him. I was like, I'm not dealing with you anymore. We just met once and you already acting outlandish. No, right. you got to get cut.
Right.
So after that, he ended up still calling me, even hit me up on Tinder. And I'm just like, okay, no, I can't do this anymore. And it was just a wrap.
Did you call the police?
Girl, I had to call the police.
Yeah.
Because it was just getting too much. Like, he even went on Tinder and made threats.
Oh, hell.
Yes. Man. Like, so, ladies, y'all listen to me. Don't go out giving your number to these strange men because they will call you and harass you. And you don't have to get the law enforcement involved over some BS that could have been resolved. So, listen. Tinder, you got to play it safe. You got to know when and who to give your number to because those consequences can come back.
Don't give your number out until after the first date.
Exactly.
Unless you change your numbers like me, and then you can give your number out and just change it.
Then it'll
pay
be a problem.
Mind. Whatever. I change my number all the time.
Then
so.
It'll be all right. Yeah. So that was my horrible experience.
I'm glad you were safe out of that situation because y'all know white people crazy. I love white folks. But y'all ass crazy, especially y'all white men. Y'all off the goddamn chain. Y'all be doing stuff to folk for no reason.
Adam, Zaxton.
For no reason.
Tyler and Sam, y'all stay away.
Y'all wild, bruh. Okay, so I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
So I know he had no lips, but were you semi-attracted to him?
I mean, I'm going to tell you what. I was attracted to his personality to a certain extent. But his eyes, oh my God, he had like the beautiful eyes ever. They was like a light sky blue. Now let me tell y'all something. I'm a sucker for some eyes. Some eyes and some teeth I die for. So that's what that was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so my next question is basically, so because of that situation with a Caucasian man, would you date any other Caucasian man, or did he mess it up for everybody?
He messed it up for the whole culture. All Caucasian men can get the boot, okay? I am done. Get me out. I'm going to just stick with my black and bear sweeter juice.
Understood. All right, well, that was Liz's story. I'm going to talk about my bad Tinder story.
All right.
Ironically, my bad story was with a Caucasian male, too.
Whoa.
But it wasn't as bad because my guy was he was super nice, super sweet. I just think he was a little weird and he came off a little too strong. So basically, he was from the UK. Okay. I'm a sucker for accents. I love any accent. So if you got a little twang in your voice, honey, I might give you my number, okay? So basically, we linked up. We talked on Tinder for about a week. We finally linked up at a restaurant. And then, the first thing that gets done to us, we get separated. What I mean is that one of the waitresses asked me how many I had and asked him how many he had. And we were like, we're together. Like, I don't understand how people, not saying she should have assumed, but the fact that she had a shocked look on her face, like black women and white men don't date, or white women and black men don't date. It's normal.
Like, it's like 2019.
Yeah, this is what happens now. So, and it was a black girl too. She kind of had like a hating face after that. So anyway, I like the fact that he stood up for that situation at that very moment, which was cool. So anyway, first date was amazing. We vibed. It wasn't forced. I love a relationship or any type of conversation where it's not forced. Mm-hmm. So the conversation wasn't forced. Everything was nice. It was running smooth. We was vibing. He cute. He easy on the eyes. You know what I'm saying? And his accent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm like getting turned on, like panties soaking wet. And so, anyway, he's a gentleman. We leave from dinner, and the next thing we do, you know, we talking on the phone. He was consistent, mm-hmm. and that's something I look for.
Right.
All a man really has to do, even if he dated multiple women, just give me my little 30 seconds of fame. Just make sure I'm okay. If a guy checks on me at least once an hour, that's a lot. But maybe once every 3 hours, hey, how you doing? Just checking in with you. Good. Right. You good, baby girl? You need some lunch money? What's up? Like, I'm Gucci. I ain't gonna bother you. I ain't gonna question nothing you do. You know what I'm saying? If you keep that pattern up for me. But when you fall off, that's when I fall off, okay? So anyway, go ahead. So my guy, he very consistent with going on dates, Third date, he asked me to meet him at Perimeter Mall. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going to meet him at the mall. I think we're just going to walk around, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that, you know. So we go into this boutique called Kayla. And Kayla is a lot of people know Kayla. Kayla is a high-end boutique. It's from the UK. And they sell high-priced clothes. I ain't never shopped at no Kayla. Baby, I am a Ross, Marshall, and TJ Maxx girl.
Okay,
and
who is a Kayla?
Who is Kayla? Because, baby, I don't know. So I goes in there. He's like, no, you can wear the clothes. I'm like, baby, I'm curvy. I can't fit the clothes. He's like, no, I know you can fit. And I love a man who dress a woman. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a metrosexual man who dress. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, I was really intrigued. So he picked out all of my clothes. And he's like letting me try them on. He's like, oh my God, it looks so good on you. Oh, this is fabulous. Like, not gay, but like just, you know, I don't know how to explain it. He just, you know, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he was feeling you.
And so, got to the register and he's like, I'm buying this for you. Like, babe. Okay. So, this is our third date. He's spending money on me. And so, I'm like, okay, this is cool. So, then fourth date come. By the fifth day, that's when I started to get creeped out. Okay? So, creeped out meaning he started saying weird things and, like, saying things that he normally wouldn't say. So, the first thing he said was, we went to go sit in his car, one of his mini cars, I might add. But, if y'all could have seen my face. But, we sat in his car, we was talking, and the first thing that came out of his mouth is, how am I enjoying the swirl? Now, I don't like the swirl because it depicts that we're both, one of us is black and one of us is white.
Right.
I know we are, but why we gotta talk about that? Why? Because people are already staring at us.
Exactly.
People are already questioning our relationship. People are already trying to figure out what the fuck going on. Mm-hmm. Why we as a couple gotta talk about it? I don't want to talk about it. Right. We are two humans. If you want to say something, you got a green card and you here, and I'm American. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? That's something he told me that was funny. He said, I don't need a green card. Good, because I wasn't gonna get you one.
All right? Exactly.
So anyhow, long story short, it was an amazing time, but he started creeping out with the swirl thing, and then randomly, usually he sent me like really cute pictures of himself playing golf, you know, white boy stuff, you know, playing golf and doing something random around his house, you know. But that day, for some reason, he decided to take a picture laying on the bed with his ass in the picture.
Head and ass. Laying down, sir?
He was laying down on his stomach. like a baby. Like you gonna put pad on the baby ass. I was like, what? What? Hold on, Rook. I had to close that message and open it back up. Like, what the fuck? Like, why did you just send me a picture of your ass?
Did you send him the question mark?
I just said eyes. Because I didn't know what the hell to say. I'm thinking it was just going to be him in his polo. Because that's usually what he sent me. A picture of him in his polo.
Exactly.
Him doing something random. Like, when he's with his friends or they playing they Essentials Park game or something like that. That's what he usually sent me. But no, he decided to send me a picture of him in his ass. And he was smiling. And it creeped me out. I'm like, what? So, anyway... You know what put me in mind of?
What?
Boss Baby.
Boss Baby?
Boss Baby. And what got me with him was his eyes also. He had awkward blue-greenish eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like eyes too, but his eyes were like, they were like glistening. And they lit up whenever he talked to me and he looked me in my face and it's like, oh. But his accent, the way he grabbed me around my waist and the fact that he stood up every time somebody questioned who we were.
Yeah.
Made me like turn on him. But then when he sent me pictures ass, it all went out the window.
I'm sure it did.
I was like, what? I was confused. So that was my bad tender story. Not as bad as Liz.
Right.
But I had to stop talking to him because he basically, his brothers had came in town. It was like four of them. One of the brothers looked me up on LinkedIn. And I don't know nobody in UK, so that's your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Looked me up on LinkedIn, and then he was trying to get me to come to his house with all him and his three brothers. And I'm like, that sounds like y'all trying to rape me, bro. Like,
right.
That's what it sounds like.
Exactly.
And he just was being mad weird towards the end, and I was just like, okay. And you know what? I think what happened to me is as a child, I watched too much Lifetime. Because what I thought about was that movie, I forget, it was Human Trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
Trafficking. When they the guy from France came over and enticed this woman and tricked her to come over there, and then she was in a human trafficking.
But, I mean, you got to be careful anyway because you're single.
Yeah.
You're by yourself.
Right.
You know, and him, he's a white Caucasian man. Like, no.
And, you know, they be doing crazy shit. But, anyway.
Exactly.
That's what happened with my bad date.
Okay. So, yeah, I got some questions. What's I want to know. Okay, so you said that you are attracted to men who have an accent, right? So when you heard his accent, I want to know, how wet did you get, girl?
I got soaked, okay? I had to get up and go to the bathroom and dry off.
Oh, man.
I love an accent. I don't know why. I've been like that forever. I love a man with an accent. And it could be a country accent, a real country southern accent, or it can be something like that. Or it can be, hey, you know, gal, come here, gal, you know, baby, gal, come here. Like, any of those.
All of those.
All of those.
Like, they'll get you, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
For real. And you said y'all went to the mall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all went to Perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
So, when y'all was in Perimeter, like, he bought you some clothes. So how much did he cash out on
Girl, my stuff came to, like, $300.
What?
I was like, I don't spend that all, except on my kids. They're the only people that get $300 out of me.
Exactly.
I don't spend money on myself like that. So, it was a little bit refreshing to have a man to ball out on me like that. And like I said, the stuff I got was really nice. I'm just never going to pay for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
So, yeah. So, that was my Tinder bad story. Do you have any Tinder good stories?
Let's see. Yeah, I do, actually. It was this guy who I met on Tinder, and I'm not going to say his name, but he was really nice. So, we was on Tinder. We started just doing regular talking, you know, the normal, you know, where you from and how old are you and what made you get on Tinder. That'd be like the number one question. Why are you on Tinder? You know, and guys always ask like, but why are you on here? Like, what's the purpose? You're beautiful. You don't need to.
They said it to everybody.
Girl, exactly. Like, is this a template? Like, where did y'all get this template from? So we decided to go on a date, and we went downtown. Actually, we met at the Hard Rock Cafe. So it was something that was public, and you know, it was a lot of people. I was like, you know, it's my first time going on a date on Tinder, so I want to make sure that I'm safe, number one, and number two, I want to be in the public eye, so if anything happens, you know, someone will be able to recognize or see something going on and see if I am in danger.
Right.
So we went to the Hard Rock Cafe. I ended up ordering some chicken nuggets and some french fries. I just wanted something simple. I didn't want to get overboard. And I forget what he ordered. I think it was like some wings or something. So we started talking, and I found out that he was also foreign. He was from Nigeria. So, but he said he's been in the States for like 10, 15 years now.
His ass American.
Girl, exactly. But the cool part was that he actually runs a digital web like radio show. Mm-hmm. So that was in South Africa. So he'll actually do that radio show. He'll be home, do the show, and then at night they'll go over it and edit it, and then they'll submit it for that following week. So he had like a really legit cool job. So I was like, that was fun. And he didn't really go outside the norm. Like, he was a little boring. We didn't really do much, but I would say the date was nice because it was subtle. He was a gentleman. Yeah. We met, you know, like I said, in public. It wasn't anything too extreme. And it was just nice. It was nice to do something that was outside the norm, because it's online dating was something totally new to me when I moved to the city. I'd never done this before. So it was just refreshing. So I would say that was a good date.
Okay, yeah. Nice. So have you guys been in contact?
We have not. Like, I think after I got a new number, it just didn't.
Yeah.
Blossom. Yeah, we ain't never.
He was born as shit. So it's your fault. It ain't your fault. He was born as shit.
He was. I was like, okay, this is cute, but
it's like, you want the good guy, but dang.
You want the good guys, but sis, really, like, we really don't want the good guys. We want somebody to rub me around the neck. Just a little bit. You can choke me a little bit. You're like, you got a line. Like, girl, you know.
Right. Understood. Yeah. So.
How was yours?
Okay, so my good day came with a guy from Jamaica.
Oh, another accent.
Girl, first of all,
you can't leave him alone.
Let me tell you about his ass. Oh, first of all, he was like super fine. Mm. He was thick, but thick in all the right places. Woo. And he had the accent. And he was a businessman, right? Mm. So we went to the Korean barbecue place in Kennesaw. And I've never been there before, so it was nice. He recognized me as his lady, even though we just met. But he, you know, he was like holding my hand and walking me to the table, making sure that I, you know, nobody bumped into me. He's just been real gentleman. And he kept complimenting me. He was like, I can't believe like how beautiful you are. And I don't understand why you're on this site looking for love. I said, because I haven't met the right person. Mm-hmm. It's not I want to be on here looking desperate and stuff, but I'm be honest with you, Tinder got a lot of fine ass people on that shit. So
hell yeah,
I think all the fine people go to Tinder trying to find a date. But anyway, he was amazing. And he, on the first date, we talked about faith, talked about religion, we talked about kids. He's a single daddy.
Wow,
and that's kids, rare. 12 or 13 year olds.
Oh, he has big kids.
And yeah, he got big babies. He was showing me his house, like, not showing me trying to show off, but just, hey, this is where I live, and, hey, my kid is up. He's checking the camera while we're there, because, you know, black people, we leave our kids at home.
Right.
When you turn 10, bro, you your own babysitter.
Okay, it's
a wrap. I've been watching myself for a long motherfucking time now. But, anyway, yeah, so his kids was at home, and he's like, I'm gonna check on them, you know. So just don't be, you know, I'm not texting, I'm just checking on my kids. And I'm like, that's fine. So he's showing me on camera his little boy, looks smack like him. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. So anyway, we talked, and we end up standing there. After we ate, we end up standing there until the place closed. Mind you, our date was like at 8:30. That place didn't close after 11. And we were sitting there talking the entire time. And it was like he started finishing my sentences, like he knew my thoughts. And so it was like really good. But the thing about it is, he kept wanting to like hang out, but he was one of those guys that's so busy that they forget to text you. And I don't think it's like you don't want to say, oh, he did it on purpose. Right. No, he really forget. I won't hear from, like, he'll text me at like good morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. I won't hear from him again until 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, because he's working that whole time.
Right.
But I've seen him with his phone in his hand. How hard is it for you to send a text?
Exactly.
And it's hard for me to believe that you're that busy. I feel like people who busy make time for what they want.
Of course you make time for what you want.
Right. And in that situation, I feel like I wasn't what he wanted. And so that's why I dismissed myself. Okay. And that's what I did. And that's just what happened. But it was an awesome date. He's an awesome gentleman. He fine as hell. Mm-hmm. And he got guap. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think I'll never be able to be a rich bitch with, oh, here go my other alcohol. I can't be with a man who has that much money and can't give me no attention. I just cannot. I need it. And so that was that date.
And it's like that sometimes. We'll go on these really nice and, you know, fantastic dates, but it's always something missing. Either you all are not bonding with a connection, or, you know, it's something physical, or it could be a small distraction that can take everything away from the moment. And
understood,
you know, when you out here dating, you have to make sure that everything is undivided. And everything. Especially when you're going on dates, like, that's number one.
Right.
Don't have your phone out, especially, you know, I can understand certain situations, but at the same time, every 5 minutes you looking, checking, like, come on, dude, what's up? You must got somebody else at the house.
Or something.
Right. It's
but
gotta
you know
be.
What? You know, with that situation, it was like, I wanted that. I prayed for a busy man. I wanted a man who was, like, business, like, he had his own business. He had a multi-million-dollar business, and he was running his shit, and that's just it. If you want to be with a boss, you can't expect time like that.
At all.
You can't, and I had to realize that. So I realized I didn't want a boss. So I got that out of my head. I'm not looking for no man with money no more. I'm looking for a man that's going to be able to cater to me. He has to be a provider, but I'm not looking for no number no more. As long as he can take care of me and our family, I'm cool. That's just it. And that experience let me know I wasn't ready for no man with no money. Hell no, son.
Because it'd be too much.
Yeah.
So, what's our next topic?
Okay, so our next topic is going to be dating with kids.
Woo!
So, how was your experience with dating with children?
Well, yeah, one child.
Let me know that quick.
But now, you know. So, dating with kids, oh man, I would definitely say time. Like, sometimes, you know, you have to be available. And with some men who don't have children, they don't really understand that. So, that can be a challenge. But more so than anything, since I'm a boy mom, it's been men using my son as a leverage. So it's like, oh, well, you have a son. Oh, well, we should go do this. Let's go play ball. Or, you know, I can go take him to get his haircut. And, you know, but I'm like, no, you're not going to have an interaction with my son just so you can get closer to me.
Right.
You know, this is only could be a temporarily thing. And then next thing I know, you're gone. So I would say definitely men who's trying to get attached to my son. And once they get attached, it's like, okay, now you're still lingering around, but I've moved on. So there's no need for us to even communicate anymore. So that's been like one of my issues with dating with a child. And, you know, it can be challenging because, girl, these men don't want to let go. I'm like, listen, boo, you're not zaddy no more, okay? Uh-huh. I have to move on.
Right.
I have to move on past you. So,
well, yeah. My issue is a little bit different. Nobody knew my kids. I'm sorry. Sorry, bro. Until we get married. You probably see my child, I'm going to say 6 months before you propose, after you propose.
Right.
I don't know. But I'm scared to let people be in my children's presence for temporary purposes. That's it.
Exactly.
I don't want nobody temporary in their life. And number two, these niggas is doing wild shit to kids nowadays. And I don't got time for that because I'm going to jail.
Exactly.
I am going to jail. That's just bottom line. That's what's going to happen. So anyway, the thing I face is when people try to put these constraints on me. Oh, you're a single mom. You can't go out.
Mm-hmm.
You're a single mom. Your kid going to be with you all the time. You're a single mom. You can't do this. You're a single mom. And you're a single mom. And I'm like, bruh, I'm a single working mother.
Exactly.
If I want to go out, guess what? I'm going to get a sitter. That's what you do when you want to go out and you got kids. I'm going to get a sitter. I'm going to enjoy your company. And I'm going to go home.
Right.
That's it. Now, I think guys who basically get upset at me because I, not saying that I have kids, but they upset at the fact that, damn, if she was single, it would be like this.
Right.
It's niggas who trying to come to my house. That's it. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you want to date me, you have to date me and everything that come with me and my kids come with me. And if that's not what you're willing to accept, then you need to let's swipe on me, baby. Because they're going to be here. Because
they're not going anywhere.
At all.
These are permanent.
That's it. Like, I just feel like people put this this thing on single moms and say they can't do things because they have kids, and that's wrong. Yeah, so that's with that. What's the next subject? Age group. Let's talk about these stories. So,
oh Lord.
Okay.
These are good. So, this is a good one.
I recently started dating under 30, right? Because I'm 30, and I just had this thing that I wanted my husband to be older than me, and because I wanted him to die before I do. So that's it. Because I wanted, dang, that was really weak. I shouldn't have said it like that, but I just want an older man. Exactly. But that's the idea. Like, right. I want him to be older than me. So anyway,
so I get that check.
Basically, you got to think long term, y'all. That's right. What you gotta do. So anyway, so I would never date nobody who was under 30. I didn't even talk to guys who were under 30. And then one day, I was out working, and this fine ass freaking detective.
Detective.
He's a police officer, but you know, detectives, they had a little bulletproof vest on with regular clothes underneath. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or black chocolate. Chocolate thing. He wasn't even my type. I don't do skinny dudes at all.
Right.
Well, I never have been interested or even been attracted to guys who were skinny.
Right.
And that, I'm not saying like he was bone skinny, but he just was like toned and small. Mm-hmm. Petite guy. I've never been into that. But anyway, we caught eyes and we was talking or whatever. And I thought he was trying to say what kind of job you do. I didn't think he was hitting on me because he didn't look like my type.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, long story short, we exchanged numbers. He hit me up. He's like, you know, you're beautiful. I was like, oh, thank you. So what are you doing later on? I want to take you out. I said, you want to take me out? He's like, yeah. So, mind you, in my head, the only image I have is him in the uniform.
Right.
Why he show up at a restaurant with a damn, what's the name of the people? The superheroes.
Marvel
shirt on with all the characters on there. I love Black Panther and Thor, so I was cool with that. Mm-hmm. But he looked completely different than outside the uniform, so I was like, what the fuck? Who is this? I ain't gonna shoot, I know what he looked like in the uniform.
Yeah.
So then it was like I was turned off, and then he was like, he had to go back to work. So he literally got off of one job and he worked at club at nighttime. You know, police officers do that,
right?
Worked at a club at night, and so he was like, I'm about to get back my uniform and do that. So I was like, cool. Well, I knew he was going to work, so I went and stopped and got him something to drink, and I met him at the club that he was working at. And he was like, oh, I've never been treated like this before. Nobody ever does anything like this. And I'm like, okay. This is something I do. I'm trying to get your draws, little boy.
Right.
Only motive. I just wanted to have sex with him. Mm. And I feel bad because that was my motive, but I couldn't tell him that. I just had to play it safe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, long story short, y'all, I got the little boy draws. I got the draws. And he wanted to talk about long-term relationships and shit like that.
No.
And I was like laughing because I thought he was playing.
Right.
And he was dead ass serious. And he went off on me, cursed me out. I was terrified. I thought that I was going to get pulled over by the police. And
he is police.
Right. Exactly. He could tell his friend, I would get that bitch right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was super scared because we work in the same county. I work for the government too, so it was a little, you know, a little weird. So for a couple of days, but in result, he ended up getting a position with like FBI or something like that.
Right.
And so he ended up moving away,
right?
Which was a relief to me,
right?
But he literally went crazy on me. And what I realized is that boy was 25 years old. Okay, so he was super young. After I had him, he didn't know too much about the bedroom because he's super young, right? But then I started having a lot of younger guys try to talk to me, like 27, 28. And then I started talking to one that was like 27. And, you know, the little boy had me in my feelings.
Oh, no, sis. He had you digmatized.
What they put in the water? Girl. But anyway, so now I have opened myself up to dating younger guys. And I never was like that before.
Right.
So, it's cool. I like dating like younger guys because they listen to me. Mm-hmm. Older men will not listen to me. They think they know every damn thing. Mm-hmm. So, I can talk to a younger guy and I'm like, I don't think you should do that. And, you know, and they be like accepting of my criticism or accepting of my constructive criticism.
Right.
And they take my advice, which I like. So, maybe I'm meant to be with a younger man. I don't know. So
we shall see.
Yeah.
Cool, good.
Sexy.
Hey,
I'm a MILF.
Right. Well, to piggyback off of you, I have also started dating younger men as well, which I've done some a little bit, but it wasn't like to this extreme. So I actually met this younger guy when I was working out at this gym, and he came up to me and he was like, you know, I was seeing if you need any help, you know, working with this machine. Like, no, nigga, you did not come over here to see about this machine.
Yo, this got a big old ass, just so you know.
It's see, not that big, y'all.
Yes, the
it's
hell not, it is.
No, listen. So, anyway, I was like, you know, I think I'm supposed to hit this button. I'm extra being cute. And he was like, okay, well, I'm going to do it for like 2 minutes. And it's going to, you know, as it goes to continue to go up, then you're going to have to make sure you keep your body up with the speed that I have you on. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. So, y'all, I sat on that machine for like 10 minutes and I was tired. I was like, what did you put this on? He was like, I was just trying to give you a little boost, you know, to get your heart rate up. I was like, no, I'm good. But I want something else to get the heart rate up.
So, we're so nasty since we turned 30. What's wrong with us? When I turned 28, I just didn't give a damn no more. Whatever I was feeling, that shit just came out.
It is what it is. So, he was like, well, you know, I be here on Mondays and Wednesdays, so if you want to start working out, you know, I can help you work out. I'm like, okay, but how much you going to charge me, little boy? So, he was like, no, it isn't going to be that much. Like, you can just shoot me like 30. So, he was like, I'm going to give you my Cash App. So, he sent me his Cash App. Girl, his whole Cash App photo, like he had baby oil sprinkled on his chest.
I hate him for that.
The
whole
sweat. Like, I seen a whole 12-pack. I'm like, oh, my God, you do not look like this in person.
Right.
But he was fine. So, you know, we started working out every week on Mondays and Wednesdays. So, he was like, after one workout session, he was like, well, we should hang out. You know, I got to go to Little Five Points. He was like, I'm going to be at Little Five Points on Saturday. So, if you want to come hang out down there, I'll be there. So, I'm like, okay, cool. I'll hit you up. So, that Saturday, I called him. I was like, hey, I'm out in the area.
You me too. It's okay.
You know, we're not going to discuss that, y'all. So, I was at the spot, Little Five Points. So, we went and got some pizza. And so, it was very, like, I don't know what it is about. I do agree with you with younger men. Like, their conversation is completely different from older guys.
Yes,
like,
it is.
It's more, they're more, in tune with what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can really be yourself with them. Yeah. Like, you don't have to feel like you have to act or be a certain way.
Right.
A certain maturity level versus with older men, you know, they can be a little bit more demanding.
Yeah.
And they can be kind of a bit overwhelming, too, so, and intimidating. But with younger guys, I guess you can just kind of like feed off of them and then it just everything vibes. So we was vibing and, you know, so he was like, well, I really like you. You know, we should hang out more. So I'm like, okay, I can dig it. So long story short. So
you can dig it.
So he was like, well, you know, Mother's Day came around. So he was like, well, what are you doing for Mother's Day? I was like, I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm just going to be at the house. He was like, well, I'm going to come by and cook for you. I was like, what?
Hey,
cool. Okay.
Trying to get a meal or something.
You feel me? Girl, when I say his little skinny ass and cook. It was so good. Like, it was bomb. And so I'm like, hey, man, you know, I really want to have sex with him, but I don't want to just come off like that. You feel me? Because I already know we got a big thing.
I already know.
So I didn't give up the cooch, y'all. I was just like, I'm going to hold out because I know he's younger than me. And he's going to be like, oh, I didn't hit this older chick. No, I'm not going to be talked about tomorrow and during your lunch break. So I was just like, we can just be cool. So, but it was nice. It was refreshing to date someone younger. Like, I enjoyed it. So, that's my story for my dating above my age group.
Right. Well, okay. So, I think I prefer dating younger guys than I do older.
Okay.
And I can just say, because, again, what you're saying about older guys, don't listen to me or they think I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Or they try to talk to me like I'm stupid. And that gets under my skin because I'm not. You know what I mean? I do have something important to say. What I'm saying is valid most of the time. You know what I'm saying? I watch the news. I know politics. Mm-hmm. Like, why you gotta talk to me like I'm two? And they feel like they're a little bit more demanding and a little bit more abrasive
right.
with how they come on or come off. I dated a guy who was a little,
he was a lot older than me. He was like 54.
He was 55, bro. But he was fine, though.
Hey.
He was fine. He was a dad I like to fuck. Okay.
great sweatpants.
Yeah, he was so fine. And, you know, he had his shit together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he was very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He used to try to tell me what to do.
Yeah, that controlling.
You can't tell me what to do, bro. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Like, that's just it. The only thing he did to me that what made me stop talking to him is when he tried to say something about what I had on. He was like, you shouldn't be wearing this and this and this. I'm like, you met me with this, this, and this.
Exactly.
So
I'm going to continue to wear this.
And on top of all of y'all, we weren't even in a relationship, bro. We were just talking. So with that being said, I prefer younger guys.
Yes.
What about you?
I have to agree.
Okay.
Younger guys, because those older men, they got to go.
So, if you, like, between the ages of 25 and... No, I'm saying, I can't be no more 25 years old. Mm-hmm.
26.
I need 27.
I can do that.
27, hit me up, because follow me on Instagram, okay? Because, you know, I feel like we connect more 27-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not telling all y'all to come hit me up, but if you're serious, like, I'm looking for someone to date. You know what I mean? But I am deemed undateable, so proceed with caution. You know what I mean? So that is going to be it for our show today. We do want to give y'all our handle so you can hit us up. My Instagram name is Anastopit, A-N-N-A-S-T-O-P-I-T-25, baby. On IG, Facebook is going to be Undateable Chicks with a Z on Facebook. And my name is Anna.
All right, you guys, and my IG is at Kitty Y'all. That's KITYALL. And you can find me on Facebook also with our group page, Undateable Chicks with a Z. And it was fun. I enjoyed it tonight.
You guys, tune in next week when we talk about some more craziness that goes on with dating. We're going to have a call-in number during that time. We don't have it right now because we just started. This is our first episode. So that's it. So just tune in next week and we will have y'all ready and have y'all laughing. Please, if you see us on Facebook, like and comment.
Like and share and repost.
Yes, and repost and let these people know. Undateable Chicks. Woo!